romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Follow.
The Cisco Kid.
Now, another exciting story of the Cisco Kid. In the days of the Old West, men worked long and hard and enjoyed few holidays. But when some special event had been scheduled on a ranch or in a town, cattlemen and their families gathered from miles around to enjoy the festivities. Ben Renshaw was a newcomer who made many friends through these festivities. His wealth had come from the East, and his newly acquired land spread for miles around his imposing ranch house. But Ben wasn't satisfied. He wanted more land, especially one ranch which adjoined his, but whose owner had refused to sell.
Hello, Langford.
Why, howdy, Mr. Renshaw. Come right in. Glad to see you.
I just dropped in to talk a bit about the Parsons place. I don't see why the owner refuses to sell to me.
Well, Mr. Renshaw, Miss Cindy's real set in her ways. Says she feels her dad would have wanted her to keep the place. And besides, she wants to raise up her young brother and sister on the ranch.
Well, I offered her a good price, more than the place is worth, but I want it. Pretty heavily mortgaged, isn't it?
Yeah, Cindy has a right hard time meeting the payments.
Who holds the mortgage?
I do, Mr. Renshaw.
Yeah, what are the terms? How does she pay it off?
Interest payment every quarter with 5% of the principal due annually.
When is the next payment due?
About 10 days. Wait, I got the figures right here. Hmm. Here it is. Now, let's see now. Annual payment on principal, $500. Quarter interest, $3,000 at 12%.
12%? That's a very high interest rate.
Legal, though. 12 times 3,000 is 360. Divided by 4 is $90. And $590 due and payable August 12th. That's less than 2 weeks off.
What happens if she can't meet the payment?
I got a right to foreclose. Then you and me, Mr. Renshaw, might make us a deal.
Oh, all right. Oh. Yeah. Well, howdy, Miss Cindy.
Howdy, Tex. What brings you riding over here?
Oh. Just come by to visit a spell.
Seems like you have a lot of time for visiting, Tex. Being top hand on Renshaw's ranch doesn't keep you very busy, I guess.
Oh, keeps me busy enough now, ma'am. What with the big doings the boss is planning on having right soon.
Oh, big doings, huh? What do you mean, Tex?
Oh, Mr. Renshaw's fixing to have some celebrating and all. Wants to meet up with the folks around these parts. Going to have a big barbecue dinner and dancing in a new barn and a big rodeo.
Oh, that'll be a lot of fun, Tex. I suppose a lot of these wild boys hereabouts will be getting their necks broken all for nothing.
Well, not for nothing this time, Miss Cindy. This year's going to be different. See, Mr. Renshaw's putting up real cash money for prizes. He's going to have trick and fancy riding, bulldogging and roping.
Well, that's the first time I ever heard of cash prizes for that, Tex. How much is he putting up?
Well, I hear tell it's a right smart side of money. But I don't rightly know offhand.
You going to ride, Tex?
Oh, sure will. And I think the boss is hoping some of the boys from his outfit will win.
Tex?
Ma'am?
Are you driving cattle to market like you planned tomorrow?
Sure am. 500 head. Why?
Well, I was wondering if you'd take about 30 head of my yearlings in your drive. I've got to have money for the mortgage payment on this place by the 12th. And with what I've got on hand, selling off those yearlings would give me enough money.
Well, now, I'd be right happy to do that, Miss Cindy. But I reckon you better speak to Mr. Renshaw about it.
Well, No, Tex. I guess I better not. Well, Mr. Renshaw's been after me to sell this ranch to him, and he got real angry the last time I refused him.
Well, I'd sure like to, ma'am. Ain't nothing I wouldn't do for you, you know that. But, well, you see...
I know, Tex, but... Well, I don't see where it could really do any harm. Oh, wouldn't you do it, Tex, for me?
Well, ma'am, when you put it that way and you look at me like that...
I can't hardly refuse.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Why are we coming to the town? Why we not stay out in our camp and go fishing, maybe, huh?
We will go fishing some other time, amigo. Huh? I do not think the fish are biting very well now. Anyhow, we must go to the barbershop.
Oh, Cisco, the barbershop. You go to the barbershop and pounce away that side for you.
Certainly not. Amigo, it's you who needs the haircut even worse than I do. Oh, diablo, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, loco, ho, lo. Cisco.
Well, here we are, Pancho. Uh-huh. The tonsorial parlor of Gustav Brader.
What all the writing on the window say, Cisco? There are many big words that Pancho has used.
Pancho says, expert hair cutting on shaving, knives, saws on razor sharpen, justice of the peace, notary public, cornet lessons by appointment.
One hombre do all this, Cisco?
Si, Pancho.
Pancho think he must be a very busy señor.
Oh, si, si, si. You got enough to do it.
Come in. You're next.
What is this, señor?
What is this, señor?
Strangers in town, eh? Well, I thought I hadn't seen you around here before.
Si.
Yeah, first customers I've had today. Which one of you gents is first?
Cisco, you go first in a
Pancho. Be busy from now on, though, I bet. Big shindig going on over at Ben Renshaw's place in a few days.
Pancho, you better be first.
Yeah, Renshaw's new around here, too. You ever met him? Yeah, no, I guess not. Well, come on.
Si, amigo.
Want a haircut, eh? Well, I'll give you a good one. The shave, too, while
No, señor. Just the haircut.
Now, this here Renshaw's really stirring things up around here. Trying to buy Cindy Parsons' place, too, but Cindy won't sell.
The hair, señor. Do not cut it too short.
Yes, you don't know Cindy, though. Prettiest gal you ever see. Right sweet on Tex Connor, too.
Oh, si.
Tex is top hand for Renshaw. You know, funny thing, Cindy and Renshaw feuding and her being sweet on Tex.
This Renshaw you speak of...
Yeah, he got a lot of money. Giving this big party with prizes for roping and riding. Got folks all excited. But he's kind of greenhorn.
Oh, I see.
Hired old Slewfoot Doty and his boy Shifty to fiddle for the dancing. And then danged if he didn't want me to join up with him and play cornet.
I see, but what do you
mean? Now, ain't that a caution? Everybody knows that fiddling and a cornet ain't no good for dancing.
No, I know, but...
Yeah, it'd be just like tying a couple of wildcats together by the tails.
Pancho.
Now, you take me, for instance.
Pancho.
As I was saying, take a real artist like me on the cornet.
Well, I know, but I want
to... You just can't expect him to play along with some squatter scraping
away. Pancho,
Yep, I always say, a man playing a fiddle doing nothing but like pulling a horse's tail over a cat's inside.
maybe it's just as well if I take a nap to him.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Reminds me of the time...
See me, Mr. Langford?
Yeah, Walt. Got a little job I'd like for you to do.
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Last job done for you took some killing and like to have got me in a bad jam.
This won't take no killing, Walt. This is a little business transaction that involves some property. You know Cindy Parsons?
Sure, I know her. Knowed her and her kinfolks a long ways back.
Well, Cindy's saving up some money to make a mortgage payment. And I'd like her to lose that money so she can't make the payment.
Who's she make the payment to?
Me. And I don't want her to make it.
Don't make no sense, Mr. Langford. You steal the money that you're going to get anyhow.
Let me do the figuring on this, Walt. Don't you do no thinking. Just do what I tell you to.
Suppose you don't want to do the job.
I think you will, Walt. Remember, I can always dig up an old murder charge against you. And this time I could make it stick.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Langford. Guess you win.
Cisco, Pancho very happy.
Happy, Pancho? What makes you so happy?
Pancho not got to wait for the haircut after all.
Yeah, amigo. To wait while you had your hair cut was something I could not stand. Oh, that barber, Senor Prater. He talked like an old maid gossiping, and I...
He sounds to Pancho like the Blue Jay. Cindy Parsons, prettiest senorita that you ever see. You not know, but she's sweet on somebody who played the cornet and make it sound like the fiddle.
How did you hear all this, Pancho? You were asleep.
Si, amigo. That what put Pancho to sleep. Where are we going now, Cisco? Why are we riding this way?
What that barber said was very interesting, Pancho.
Huh?
We will go to the rancho, Senor Ben Renshaw, but first we will stop by and meet the Senorita Cindy Parsons.
Oh, Cisco, why we got to stop there? Go to the rancho, Senor Renshaw is all right. Pancho like to go to the fiesta. Well, why we got to stop to see the Senorita Cindy?
In the first place, amigo, because I would like to meet her. Yeah. And in the second place, because we are almost there. Come, up Diablo, come.
Diablo, go santo, Senorita. Go now.
Yeah. Oh, the Diablo. Ho, ho.
Ho, loco, ho, loco, ho, ho. Ho, no, loco.
Yeah, very nice place, Poncho.
Yes. Oh, many fat chickens here. This good Poncho thing.
Hey, look, 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 Poncho. Senorita riding here.
She ride like the wind, Cisco. Hey,
watch, watch. Uh-huh. She jumps the fence, clears the top rail. Oh, she's a fine rider. Oh, you see that?
Uh-huh, uh-huh, I see.
Whoa, Andrew, whoa.
Ah, bravo, bravo, senorita. You and your horse ride as one.
Oh, howdy, stranger. What can I do for you?
Well, we were just riding past, senorita, and stopped to ask for water. I am the Cisco Kid, and this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Oh, well, I'm Cindy Parsons. Make yourselves at home. Water's over there in the horse trough.
Gracias, senorita. We understand there is to be a big celebration on Senor Rancho's rancho soon.
Oh, yes, there is. Uh-huh, I was just over there. They're making preparations for quite an affair.
Oh, allow me, senorita. Oh, you dropped something.
Oh, I'll get it. It's the money I just received for selling some yearlings.
Seems like quite a lot to be carrying with you, senorita.
Well, yes, it is. But I won't have it long. We never seem to keep money very long around here. I'm going to pay this on the mortgage tomorrow.
I would be very careful if I were you, senorita. It's sometimes not safe to have such amounts of money on hand.
Oh, it'll be safe, all right. I sleep with a gun under my pillow. Now, if you two will excuse me, I've got to fix supper.
Of course, senorita. We will water our horses, and then we will ride on. Gracias, senorita, for your kindness.
Why we camp here so close to the ranch house, amigo? Why we not ride on to Senor Rancho's, like you say?
Well, we have plenty of time to go to the rancho place, amigo. We camp here, well, because...
Pancho, no. Because of the senorita. Ay, Cisco, sometimes Pancho not understand you. Senorita is bad.
Si, amigo. It's because of the senorita. It is well that we stay here just in case anyone will try to steal that money she's keeping in the house.
Who would steal? Look, Cisco, maybe you're right.
Si, Pancho. Oh. There's an hombre sneaking toward that window. Uh-huh. Come, we will see what is going on.
Oh, he opening the window, Cisco. Look, look, look. He go inside.
Quieto, quieto, Pancho. We'll be ready to surprise him when he comes out. We wait here near the window and then we'll...
Cisco, the senorita!
Come, Pancho, into the window.
Cisco, you shot! Cisco, Cisco!
Steal from me, will you? You varmint.
Not us, senorita. That hombre would run away.
Nobody ran away but you. And you didn't run far. Now give me the money.
No, senorita.
See what you do? You... We not got the money, but you... You shoot Cisco! Cisco! Cisco, please, amigo!
In just a moment, we continue with the thrilling story of the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid. With Cisco shot by Cindy Parsons while he and Pancho were trying to catch the thief who stole her mortgage money, Cindy, feeling that Cisco and Pancho will not be able to make a getaway, has ridden off to get her friend Tex to help her. Meantime, Pancho has managed to carry Cisco to their nearby camp.
Madre mia. Why she do this? What they got to do now? Santo Cristo por Dios. Please, not anything bad happen to my Cisco. Cisco. Cisco.
Oh, Pancho. You're all right, amigo?
Cisco, you bad hurt, amigo. Oh, Pancho's so afraid, Cisco.
I do not think I'm badly hurt. Pancho, it's my shoulder.
Si, si. Pancho, take off your shirt. That senorita, Pancho knows something bad happened.
It was not the senorita's fault, Pancho. She did not know.
There, I get the shoulder off.
You see?
Why she not wait and find out who she shoot at? Cisco, maybe the hurt not so bad as Pancho think.
I can move my shoulder, all right. No bones are broken.
Aye, the bullet go through the top of the shoulder, Cisco. You not bleed very much.
No, just a flesh wound, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have to bandage it, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
I cannot be much help.
Pancho, do this. First, we clean the wound. And then Pancho get a clean shirt from the saddlebag.
Pancho.
Si, Cisco?
The senorita, where is she?
Ay, Cisco, the senorita causes enough troubles. Why do you care where she is?
That is just the reason, Pancho. The senorita will try to get help.
She already ride away, Cisco. This Pancho, see.
That is just what I mean, amigo. Bandage the wound quickly. We must get away from here.
You're not able to ride. We stay here till you better.
I will be able to ride, amigo. I will have to ride.
No, no.
Cannot afford to stay here, Pancho. Even though we are not guilty, if we are found, we'll go very badly with us.
What we do?
We'll have to find out who the bandido was who robbed Senorita Cindy.
How we do this, amigo?
I do not know at the moment. You have finished the bandage, amigo?
Si, Cisco. It's fixed. As good as Pancho can do.
Sure, it feels much better. I will be all right.
Listen, Cisco. Huh? Someone comes. Two horses.
Si, Pancho.
Diablo!
Loco!
I'm sorry, amigo. You will have to help me to mount.
Oh, Pancho, very sorry about this, Cisco.
I know you are, Pancho. Do not waste time. Quickly, easy, Diablo. Push me up.
There. You be all right?
Si, si, Pancho, come. Up, Diablo, help.
Loco, go, go!
You shouldn't have come here to the office, Walt. Not this morning, anyway. Did you do the job last night? Did you get the money?
Yeah, Mr. Langford. I did the job like you told me, but didn't get the money.
Why? Why not?
Well, two hombres beat me to it. There was a shooting, too. Like I said, Mr. Langford, I don't like that kind of thing.
Who got the money? What happened? How'd you miss?
I was just going in after it when I heard a scream. These two hombres came busting out the window, and then Miss Cindy let loose with a gun.
She hit anyone?
Well, I heard one of them groan like he'd been hit. Then I run off.
You sure they got the money, Walt?
Yeah, they got the money all right. I seen them running off, and Cindy shooting after them.
Well, she's lost the money anyhow. Sorry you missed out on this, Walt.
Yes, I did kind of mess things up then. Well, now I reckon I was lucky to get out of that without being shot.
Someone's coming, Walt.
Yeah, I can see through the window. It's Cindy and Tanks.
Quick, out the back way, Walt. Wait in the other room. Come in. Well, Miss Cindy, come in. Nice to see you. Howdy, Tex.
Howdy.
I came to tell you, Mr. Langford. The money I had saved up for the mortgage payment's been stolen.
Yeah, and I just got most of it for Cindy by selling off some of her yearlings.
Now, that's real bad, ma'am. Sorry to hear it.
Well, you'll give me some more time on the payment, won't you, Mr. Langford?
No, I sure would like to, Miss Cindy, but an agreement's an agreement. That money's due and payable day after tomorrow.
Yes, I know, but I won't have the money, Mr. Langford.
In that case, ain't nothing I can do except do things legal and foreclose.
Now, wait a minute. You can't do that.
Either I get my money when it's due or I foreclose.
Well, Mr. Langford, I just may be able to get the money at that.
Yeah? How you figuring on doing that?
There's a big cash prize for riding in Renshaw's rodeo. I think my horse, Emperor, might just save the ranch for me. Goodbye, Mr. Langford. We'll see whether you foreclose the mortgage or not. Come on, Tex.
Yeah, sure. Sure, Cindy.
Walt.
Yeah, Mr. Langford?
Got another little job for you to do.
No name to do no more, Mr. Langford.
I think you will. This one don't involve nothing but crippling a horse. Cindy Parsons, Emperor.
I ain't wanting to mess into that no more, I tell you.
Walter, remember what I said before. There's a murder hanging over your head that I can prove.
How'd you feel, Cisco? Your shoulder better?
Si, Pancho. These good night's rest helped my shoulder a lot. Uh-huh. Still a little stiff, but it does not cause me much pain.
That's good. And Pancho, very much worried. This is a nice place to come, Cisco. I think we stay here until you're better.
I am much better right now, and it's time for us to be on our way.
Where we go?
Tomorrow is the rodeo at Senor Renshaw's. I think we will go there.
No, Cisco, that's not good. Remember those people would ride after us the night you shot? It'd not be good to meet them again.
We got away from them all right, Pancho, but we must go back.
Why we do this, Cisco? It's very nice and quiet here.
Si, amigo, but Senorita Cindy Parsons believes that we stole the money from her. Mm. We must clear our good name with her. And perhaps, who knows, we may be able to help her in some way.
Always a senorita, always troubles.
Well, well, Mr. Renshaw, sure have got a nice crowd here today. Folks are having a mighty good time.
Hello, Langford. Yes, they seem to be enjoying themselves.
Got good news for you, Mr. Renshaw. Miss Cindy ain't going to be able to make the mortgage payment. I'll be ready to talk to you about buying her place after tonight.
Now, don't be too sure, Langford. The girl's entered in the jumping contest. And if by any chance she should win it, she'll have enough money to pay you off.
There ain't no chance of that. She won't win.
How do you know?
I've got everything fixed to cripple that big horse of hers, Emperor.
And let's come out, folks! The bulldogging contest! The fastest time for roping, pulling, and tying will receive a cash award of $200.
In the corral here, Pancho. I want to look over some of the horses.
This is a very risky business, Pancho. I think we should not ought to be here.
Here, amigo. We may find the thing that will clear us.
Look here, Cisco. Is the horse a Senorita Cindy?
Si, Pancho. The one called Emperor. Ah, he's a beautiful animal. I wonder what that man is doing to his hoof.
Cisco, he's the one. The hombre who had steal the Senorita's money.
Oh, wait. Uh-huh. He's driving a nail into the horse's hoof. Come quickly. Come. Hey, stop. What are you doing to that horse?
It ain't none of your business.
I will make it my business. Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
Get that nail out of the frog, the soft part of the hoof.
Now, look here, you.
There is no way to treat the horse, hombre.
You try and stop me.
Yes, I will.
Cisco, it's your shoulder. Here, I help you.
You need more than that.
I give it.
Two against one. Can't fight that
way. Sorry, hombre. Search him, Pancho.
No, you don't.
Look out, Pancho.
Oh, so you try to shoot, hombre. There. I see what he got.
Yeah, see what he's got there. You find anything, Pancho?
Si, amigo. Here. Mucho money.
What? Oh, no. Not you again.
Si, senorita. He is I. We have found the hombre who robbed you and who also injured your horse.
What? Emperor? What happened to him?
This hombre on the ground, senorita. He drove a nail into the soft part of the hoof.
Oh, no. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, Emperor's lame. He can't be ridden.
I'm afraid not, senorita.
But I have to win this jumping contest. Oh, what am I going to do?
Senorita, would you accept help from me?
Help? How can you help?
I think my horse, Diablo, with him, you might win. Would you ride him?
Well,
I... The final event of the afternoon, folks! The high jumping contest for a prize of $300!
Quickly, senorita.
Diablo! What do we do with these hombres, Cisco?
We'll find out more about him in a moment. Diablo, muchacho, here. Oh, you will carry this, senorita. Be very careful with her and do your best. Come, senorita.
Here. Up you go.
You are a good rider and Diablo is a good horse. You will win.
I don't know what to say.
I will say it for you, senorita. Up, Diablo, go. And now, hombre, talk and talk fast. Why did you steal that money? Why did you cripple that horse?
Now, don't start nothing. I had enough.
I will start something. Talk.
It wasn't me. Leastwise, I was only working for someone else.
See, and who is that someone?
Jim. Jim Langford. He wanted to foreclose on Miss Cindy's ranch.
Come, we will go to him now.
And now, Miss Cindy Parsons is attempting to clear the high rail. It was just missed by Texas.
Don't touch Cindy!
Cisco, I don't know how I'll ever thank you. Winning the prize and getting back the money that was stolen.
Dancing with you tonight, senorita, was more payment than I deserved.
Oh, you dance beautifully, Cisco. Oh, but your shoulder, doesn't it hurt you?
Senorita, even the bullet from your gun was but a caress.
Now, Cisco, I can believe all your pretty speeches, but that's really too much.
For me, senorita, this slight wound will be only a fond remembrance of you.
Cisco.
Si, senorita.
Wouldn't you prefer something else for remembrance?
Si. Would it be too much, senorita, to ask for this?
Oh, Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, amigo.
This senorita Cindy. And you think she and that senor Tex get married?
I do not know, amigo, but no? I think the senorita will look for a man who has more strength of character than senor Tex.
What do you mean, huh?
Well, Pancho, a senorita likes a man who is kind and generous, but who will be the boss of the house.
Oh, that good, Pancho, think, to be the boss.
Si, amigo.
A senorita like Cindy Parsons would want a husband who would be thoughtful before they were married.
Thoughtful? How do you mean? Huh?
Well, one who would bring her presents. Shawls and rings and flowers.
See, Cisco, that's good.
And then, Pancho, after they are married, the husband should continue to be thoughtful and bring his wife gifts.
No, Cisco, that's not so good. That very foolish, Pancho, thing.
Foolish, Pancho? I do not understand.
Cisco, who ever hear of a fisherman feeding bait to a fish after he catch it?
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.